Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And what could we say today? Here in Maryland, where I am, the seasons are starting to change. And even if the seasons aren't changing where you are, I'm sure there's a lot of change. There's all kinds of changes. People bringing new life into the world. People perhaps saying goodbye to those that they love. It's a world full of change. And there's troubled spots in the world. You know where some of them. Where dark forces are interfering with people's lives. So, what I would ask of you, that you call in, tell me where your life is right now. What is going on in your life? And I would say, if you can, think of a way to bring peace into your life. We all need peace. I remember Yeshua saying that peace he brings to us. So let's ask for that peace. Take a moment and ask for peace in your life. Because there's always things that go on in your life where you need peace of some sort. So that's all that I have to say about that. Peace, blessings. And while we're at it, think of some of the changes that are occurring, not only in your life, but on planet Earth. Some of the changes seem to be good changes. And some maybe do not seem to be good changes because there are some people who are out of work. There are some people who are in need of finances. And so take a moment and ask that all that you need and what you want that is good for you comes into your life. Your higher self, you might say, is the organizer of these things. So if you need something in your life that is a blessing, ask your higher self. Maybe you would like to have peace in your family, in those that you love. If there's discord, you would like to have peace, and that there be friendship among all of those in your household, with your neighbors, with those that you work with. And so, all of those things. Expect the peace to come and expect miracles. And I think the one thing that's really important is to expect miracles every day. There are simple things that are miracles. The changing seasons, someone who is kind to us, someone who is thoughtful to us in some way. So give me a call here. Tell me what you think would be the most peaceful thing that could happen in the world and what you might do to bring it forth. We all need peace and blessings. There are a lot of troubled spots in the world. So think of a troubled spot, whether it's Syria or the Taliban. Think of some troubled spot, maybe in Greece, and intend that those troubles be replaced with peace. Peace is very important. So call in now. Tell me what you would like in your life, and maybe we can meditate together and help bring it in. Expect miracles. And while we're at it, think about those on the other side that you would like to connect with, and maybe we would be able to bring those forth and you can connect with them. You see, if they haven't left this cosmos, we can call them forth. And you can have a conversation with them. There's consciousness all around us. Consciousness even in a stone. So we can connect with the stones and see what is in their mind, how they can send their thoughts to us. Everything has consciousness. The turning leaves, animals. You know that. You know that if you have a dog or a cat, you know, or they know when you need comfort. And your cat might curl up in your lap when you need comfort of some sort. And this is the beautiful thing about nature. Even if the nature is not your own personal pet, if you go to the zoo, you can listen to them while they share their consciousness with you. Now, you don't hear it in your ear as such, but you hear the words in your heart, in the heart chakra. And once you start to become worthy, not worthy, but you note these things, you'll hear it all the time. You might even hear the life from stars. I was on a trip one time with some people. We had a group of people from many different places. And there was a woman in our company who came from one of the stars. And we were out in the night, on a star-filled night. And believe it or not, there were flying saucers. We saw some flying saucers, and she communicated with them. And she said that if you had passed through any one of these places where these people were from, that you could communicate with them. And she communicated with them, and she told us the messages. And so, life on other planets, on other star systems, is very different from ours. They don't always look like us. There might be some differences in their appearance, but there are some that actually work to help humanity, and they do that. And they do it graciously, especially those from Sirius. They have the responsibility of human beings, and they do their best to take care of human beings as best as they could. And so there's an awful lot that happens that we could be aware of. So give me a call at BBS Radio. Let me know what's on your mind about these things. Simple pleasures. What would you like in your life? What do you want to have happen in your life? And it will be so. And that's very important. Now, if there is someone that you would like to meet, you can ask your higher self to bring them into your life. And that will happen also. So there's miracles all around. And everything has a consciousness, even the stones. I've shared the consciousness of trees, which was very interesting. I saw a tree that was bending over a stream. And that is how I'd learned about communicating. Because the tree started to communicate with me. Told me what the ground was like before this park came into existence. Told me how I'd like to watch the mothers bring their children and play. And when you start communicating with other consciousness, it just is amazing what you learn. So if this has happened to you, call in and tell me how that worked. How did that work for you? And if you want to know how to do it, call in and we can discuss that. So are the seasons changing where you live? And if it is, tell me about the changing seasons, how beautiful it is. My friends, we have so much beauty around us. The blue of the sky, the green of the grass. And when this earth was formed, of course, the Creator used its consciousness to form it. But there were others that came from other parts of the cosmos and brought their gifts. They brought colors. And if you see stars twinkling at night, you might question, what was the consciousness that brought that? The twinkling of the stars. I was lying in my bed one night and I could look out the window. And I saw flying saucers. I know that might sound strange, but I saw a light. And then Who was calling? Did you say Helen?
Hi, Carolyn. This is Helen.
Hi, Helen. What's happening that you want to talk about?
Yes. You kind of read my mind, and I heard about higher self probably a million times, but I don't know exactly what it is and how to work with it, which I'm eager to do now. It's probably time. So can you teach me, educate me on this subject?
I don't know if we could do this on the radio show, but we can try.
Oh.
You don't know what your higher self is?
I heard this concept, but I don't really know what it is. But it sounds so good now to connect with. I've been struggling this year.
Well, as you know, Helen, the monad sends consciousness to Earth. So you were sent to Earth through your monad. Your consciousness was sent through the monad. And if you wish to communicate with it, I would suggest, I know that you know how to relax.
Uh-huh.
Relax for a moment. And if you would, relax with the intention of connecting to your higher self. And in your mind's eye, look over top of your head and tell me, do you see a stream of light coming down?
Yes, I can imagine that.
Now, what do you think that light is? Mentally ask that light what it is. It'll tell you. You won't hear it in your ear, but you'll hear it in the heart. Ask that light what it is and tell me if you've gotten an answer.
The consciousness from the moment?
Would it say the consciousness from the moment? Is that what it said?
It feels like to me.
I can't hear you. Speak up a little, Helen.
Sorry. It sounds like that to me. It feels like that to me.
What did it feel like? I missed that.
Oh, the consciousness from the moment.
Well, how beautiful that is. So it's telling you that so what you're seeing is the consciousness from the monad. Ask if you can get information from the monad. And what does it say, yes or no?
Certainly. Yes.
So you can ask any question that you want, but something that I might suggest that you ask if you're following your mission. And what answer do you get?
And the funny image, along with the sun rays, is a Buddha figure, and so which is always kind of my guidance. So I would certainly think, yes, I am on my mission, even though it's sometimes quite a pain.
So, are you fulfilling it? Maybe you want to ask that. Are you fulfilling your mission?
I think it says I'm on my way, or I'm on track.
Well, ask if there's anything else that you need to do. So you're on track, but ask what else do you need to do and see what answer you get. Did you get an answer?
I'm a little confused here, and I don't know that answer either from me. Sounds like it's very close to my knowing. And I don't know, so that's from the higher self, or that's from...
Well, ask it. Ask where that information came from. Is it from your higher self? And did you get an answer?
It sounds like it says expansion the horizon.
Helen, you're good at asking questions. And I would suggest that you put down a list of questions that you would want to ask. And then go into a state of meditation and ask those questions. I used to hold a little handheld recorder and record the answers. And I would speak into the recorder. That's how I did it in the very beginning.
Beautiful.
Because your higher self is there to teach you. And you're one that has plenty questions.
Yeah.
So write them down and then meditate. I'd like to know next week what kind of success you had with that.
Okay.
You willing to do that? Call me back next week and let me know.
Yes, yes. And if I can, if you have other callers, I'd rather other callers have the opportunity. If you can, I have a second question about the U.S. current presidential election. Do you have any insight about that? In about six weeks, we're going to have a new president. But
well, I don't have an insight into that because I don't know the minds of people. But what I have asked people to do, and I will mention it again now, that the one is elected that is most like a statesman. And maybe neither one are. But
right.
I think we need to put that thought out there, that the one be elected who would do the greatest good for our country.
That's
both of them seem to have, they don't seem to be on the right track to me. They seem to be saying things that aren't very helpful. I don't like it when candidates attack one another. And I have heard these candidates attacking one another, and I think that's very poor form. We have to look at things like people had the best intentions when they started to run for that office. And maybe they don't. But if they don't, let's put it out there that they have a change of heart and that they have the best of intentions for our country. The presidency is an important post to fill. And you know from what has happened in the past, the president can bring forth a lot of negativity if they so choose. So let's send out that intention that the one that is most interested in helping our country win the election. So I'm not asking you who you're going to vote for, but have you formed an opinion as to who you will vote for?
It seems like out of options I like the idea of a female president, on the base of increase in power, feminine, female role in the world. But I'm not quite sure, but I like what you said about put the intention out there, whoever has the best, whoever would have the best interest for their collective good, to have a change of heart or to be more on track for the country to be a statesman.
You know, we had presidents who did great work. I'm thinking in particular of President Lincoln and President Kennedy. They tried to do the right things for the country.
Right.
And that's what we should ask for.
Wow. Are we out of option at this point? Well, either, a Trump or versus Clinton?
What do you mean out of options? What does that mean?
You mean the possibility of the candidate to win the election?
Can another candidate run?
Or possibly.
Well, you know, there's such a thing as a write-in vote. If you don't care either candidate, you can write in a candidate.
Got it.
So if you don't care for either one of those, and you so choose, well, let me put it to you this way. If you didn't want to vote for either one of those, do you have someone that you would want to vote for?
I did not look that much close before. And so I was thinking, between the two, you have to pick. But it seems like the more think about this, and we really can... I really have not really looked into further details. So now I'm thinking I might do that.
Why don't you do that, Helen?
I may ask. Right. Do you, if I may ask, if you choose to answer or not?
What do you want to ask?
Do you have a candidate?
Personally, no. Neither one of those candidates grabbed my imagination. I didn't feel personally like either one of them would be a good candidate as president.
Right.
That was my personal feelings.
Right.
And I don't wish to talk against either one, because there's probably people out there that like them, that want to see them in the office. But my sense of it is may the one get into office that has the greatest interest in doing good for our country.
I see. Yes, I do have some friends that quite think the same way.
Yeah, and I don't feel happy about either one of the candidates at this moment. So besides the election, what else did you want to talk about?
Talk about in the latest Lord Metatron's Archangel Michael conference call, and I'm inspired to demand to his words about demand miracles. That's what I'm attracted to.
First of all, I love that. And I think that we can demand miracles.
Wow.
So let me ask you, what do you think is a miracle?
Honestly, this year, I feel like I've been a little bit beaten down. And because of rejuvenation is not going to happen, but I had some struggles and on all fronts, but I feel like the desire, the fire, I cannot put it out. And the miracles are still, it's like heaven on earth. People don't have to rely on sources and don't have to just any sufferings.
Do you know what the word miracle means?
Can you tell me?
It means good news.
Yeah, we all need good news.
Right, so a miracle in your life would be good news that would come into your life. And that's what we should concentrate on, I do believe, bringing the good news into your life. What you think would be a good choice, a good place to be, something good that would come into your life so that your higher self has something to work with.
I love that. I never worked with it before. Now I certainly feel the urgent, the need to connect with it and to, meditate. I have a list of questions to communicate with. I love that.
That would be a good way to work, Helen.
Thank you. And good news is much more grounded, connected to people's individual lives. So everybody can expect good news. And sometimes demand miracles can be something too big to be connected with. That's great.
Well, I would like to add to that that there's a lot of good news that happens in people's lives, and they don't always recognize it.
Oh.
So it's important when something good happens in your life that you recognize it and offer thanks for it.
Yes.
I think offering thanks for the good things that come to you in your life is very important.
Yes. Thank you.
I think that encourages more good things to happen to you.
Right.
So do you know what would you like to have happen in your life?
I do. You're asking me, right?
Yeah, do you care to talk about it?
Yeah, and I would like to be financially more sustainable. And sometimes I don't mind. I don't know whether it's a part of the contract I signed up for or part of the spiritual growth. And in this hard time, I learned actually to be more grateful. Exactly like you said.
Gratitude is very important.
Yes, to offer gratitude for the meals in front of us to everybody walked in our life. When you have that gratitude and your heart would fill with much more joy than sorrow, complaining, and other negative feelings. So
I love the word joy.
Yes. Yes, and
we
actually,
all
I'm
should
going
be more
to.
Joyful.
Right. I'm going to go to an event in end of October. It's author Chad Min Tong. He's a Google Jolly Fellow. Wrote a new blog called Joy on Demand. Saying
Joy on Demand. What a nice title.
Yes, yes. That's his new book title. And his mission, he thinks his mission is for the world peace in his lifetime. And so he thinks joy can be trainable. Happiness is contagious, and it's joy can be trainable to people because he was miserable before. So I would like
yeah,
to...
Joy yeah, joy and happiness are very much connected with one another.
Yes. It's a very good subject, and I think we want more joy in our life.
Well, let me know how that goes, Helen.
Yeah, that'd be end of October. I think October 2nd, I will certainly report back.
That'd be great.
Yes, yes. Wonderful.
So good night for now, Helen.
Thank you. Very nice to hear your voice. It's always very encouraging and comforting, and I hope you take
it. I'm glad it affects you that way. Let's hope that's true for others.
Very much. Yeah, I hope so, too. And keep up the good work. And you take care of yourself as well. And
you too, sweetheart.
Thanks, dear.
Okay, darling. Bye for now. So I would like to put that question out to those in the audience. What would you like to have happen in your life that would bring you joy and contentment? Would more to be better situated in finances, would that bring forth what you want? More friends? Higher pay at work? Appreciation from those that you associate with? All of those are possibilities. And so if you choose one of those, work with it. Ask your higher self how you can accomplish that. So my friends, we're halfway through the radio show. Call in, let me know what would bring you joy. I will tell you this, that something that would bring me joy is for family members to concentrate more on pleasant surprises for one another. When that happens, that brings me great joy. And sometimes you have to travel a distance to connect with that objective, but bring some joy to people. When I was in school, I belonged to an organization called the Louisettes, and what these young ladies would do would be to visit homes where shut-ins were, to bring them some joy, to talk to them, to comfort them in some way. And if there are people in your life that you could comfort and bring some joy to, work with that. Because I have found that you are rewarded as much as they are. I heard something that I just love. And I understand that it's a Jewish saying, be kind to strangers. For if doing so, you might be entertaining God's angels. I love that thought. Be kind to a stranger. Are there people who have come to your community, moved into your community? Have you welcomed them? I remember the custom that people used to have when someone moved into their community, they would bring them a casserole or a loaf of homemade bread, something to make them feel welcomed. To welcome the stranger. For in doing so, you might be entertaining God's angels. We don't know who God's angels are, because there are a group of angels that come back and forth between the Creator and Earth. And they do God's work. So be kind to God's, to the stranger. You may be entertaining one of these angels. Or while we're talking about this, have you had someone come into your life that you feel has been an angel? And be in gratitude for them, because you were blessed. You were blessed by this occurrence. We're in a society today where we move around a lot and we rub elbows with a lot more people. There was a time when people stayed close in their community, and now we travel. We meet a lot of people on airplanes, in different centers that we go to. So who needs help in your community? Think about it. And if you can, offer some help to individuals who need help. You know, if everybody just took one person and helped to make them feel at ease, to bring them comfort, what a wonderful world this would be. So take a moment and think about that right now. Who could use your help, your kindness? There are some people who don't have cars, who don't drive. Do you have someone like that in your community that you could be of assistance to? Give some thought to that. It's a beautiful thought. And since Helen was talking about the election, send your heartfelt gratitude and love to the White House. Whoever fills that spot, no matter who they are, they're going to need assistance of some sort. They're going to need your loving assistance. So if you are so inclined, do that now. Send your love to the one who will fulfill that role in the White House. My friends, we have about 15 minutes before the show is over. You know, this goes by so quickly. An hour seems like a long time until you actually start. And the next thing you know, it's almost over. So give me a call. Tell me what's important in your life right now, or how you can help others, or how can others help you? If you need help, put that out there in the cosmos so that your soul can bring you that help, because it works that way also. What do you need? What will make you feel more at home? Do you need help with your health? Do you need help with just having company? Would you like to have a pet, a little kitty cat or a dog? What would bring you comfort? Put it out there and see what happens. It is amazing how the universe seems to delight in fulfilling our requests, as long as It's not something that will harm someone else. Be loving to everyone that you meet, every stranger. You might be entertaining one of God's angels. So we're going to be going off of the show soon. And maybe one of God's angels would want to call in and ask a question right now. And if not, you'll just hear me talking some more. I have some things in mind that I think are important. And it's for you mothers out there. To keep the scenes of violence away from your children. TV, movies seem so violent today. They don't need that prying in their young mind. So keep as much negativity away from your children as you can. I will tell you that my parents chose to do that. My parents didn't want any violence or negativity in my life, and I thank them for it. Very important. Well, summer is waning. Take a moment and think about what you could plant. Whether it's a tree, a rose bush, vegetables. I remember Edgar Cayce saying one time that it's very beneficial to eat the food that is grown in your neighborhood. Because it satisfies the body much more than food that is trucked in from great distances. There was a time when people used to have little gardens in the back. And if you don't have a garden, they used to have large flower pots and have things growing in a flower pot. Plant bulbs in a flower pot. Watch something grow. That's a beautiful thing, watching something grow. How it works. How stems shoot up from the seed. Plant some seeds in a flower pot. Watch them come forth. It's just amazing to see something grow. New life is a beautiful thing, whether it's plants or flowers or a human being. New life is wonderful. So put some new life around you, around your families. While we're talking about that, I would like to mention to forgive any grievances that people have done to you or what you perceive as a grievance. Forgive it. Forgive it in your heart and send to them the love. Just decide that you will send them love. And what happens is there will be little particles that go from your heart center to their heart center. And on some level, they know this is happening. And it might change how the two of you interact with one another. Peace and blessings. It's what we deserve on every level. And so all I can say to that is make it happen. Make peace and blessings happen on every level. There's another saying that I heard that I like. You can never do wrong by doing the right thing. So has there been something that has happened in your life where there was a question whether what direction you should take? You can't go wrong with doing the right thing. If it's right for them, it'll be right for you. So we've covered a lot of topics today, dear friends. And I suspect that there are not going to be many calls. It's getting close to the time when our radio show is over. And what I would like to suggest that you go to carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, there is a request for a past life reading. Now, we're not telling you about a past lifetime. We actually take you, your spirit, your heart, to that past lifetime, and you step into it. You experience all the things that past life entity experienced. And your soul is the one that chooses what lifetime it will be. And I've worked with some people that have had incredible experiences. People, for instance, who thought they had a lifetime with Yeshua. And we did this with them. And Yeshua came along with Mary Magdalene. And they shared their love on the etheric level. It was beautiful. If you were ever alive during Yeshua's lifetime and you saw his face, you would never forget it. Never. So we only have a couple more minutes to the show. Decide where you want to be next week, next month, next year, and work towards that. We have to use what is like a blueprint. We have to decide what we want in life. You have to make that decision before we can actually work on it. So decide where you want to be. And who knows, maybe you're perfectly content where everything is right now. And if that's the case, bless you. You are very blessed because most people do not know where they wish to be or feel that they have achieved it. We've covered a lot of topics. The election, the change in the seasons, your own happiness. What do you need or want to make you happy? If the higher self gets this message from you and it is good for you, it will bring it forth. It's how it works. So, my friends, we're at the end of the show right now. It's too late to take another call, but tune in next week and tell me where you were, what kind of answers that you received from your higher self. I really would like to know. So goodbye for now, everyone. And I would like to take a moment and thank those at BBS for taking care of me. They do a beautiful job. And I thank them, and I thank all of you who have listened today, and those who have called in. I thank all of you. So goodbye for now, and goodbye to those at BBS.